Okay, we're continuing our discussion of Archako. We mentioned last time that the whole essence of Archako is built upon the premise that the relationship between a husband and wife is not just expedience. And it's important to emphasize that it's not that Judaism thinks everyone can't control themselves, it's the opposite. When you succeed in a relationship of Kedusha with your spouse, it's not only relations that reflect that uniqueness, but the entire relationship as well. And with that, we begin with the Ritva that ends Masechet Kiddushin, where he says about what it is that you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do actually depends on the person. Adam makir ba'atzmo. So he said there might be people who can look at a woman's colored garments that she's not wearing, and some people can look at them and it does nothing for them, and some people look at them and it turns them on and leads to inappropriate thoughts and has inappropriate consequences. So each person has to know himself. Are you the first kind or the second kind? So for the people who it does nothing for, mutar lo listan, it's actually permitted to look at him. And the same when it comes to talking to one of the arayos, and when it comes to asking about the welfare of somebody else's wife, the shol v'shalom eshadish, and he quotes a whole bunch of gemaras. I put two here that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit outside or on the way back from where the women went to Tovel. He didn't see them Tovel, Chas V'Shalom, but on their way back, he wanted them to see him so that their first thought after going to mikvah would see him and inspire people that they should have children like him. And he wasn't choshish to the Yetzer Hara. And Ravada Barava, the Gemara Ketubas tells us that he used to pick up kalos. And for him, he didn't have hirhurim, it was like a board. And so, obviously, this is not something for most people. And most people, ein roi la kelbaze el chasik gadol shemakir biyitzro. So, a person has to know himself, and praise it is the person who overcomes his yetzer hara. But from this ritva, what do we get? That there might be harchakot that are not on the list, but the ritva is saying to know yourself. And we said last time that there are harchakos in the Gemara, and the Rishonim, and some from Achronim. And of course, anything from the Shulchan Aruch is applicable, but even within that, there might be extenuating circumstances where we might distinguish based on the source. So today we're going to go through the halachot of the Siman of Shulchan Aruch Yerodera Kuf Tzadi Hei, and we're going through the first three Sifim. We'll go in order, but we'll discuss some of those, but keeping that idea in mind. So the Shulchan Aruch begins, Chayav Adam Nifrosh Me'ishton V'Yimei Tumata Ad She'Tispor V'Titfol. Must separate until tefillah. And the Ramah comments, even if she waited a long time after having gone to mikvah. So even if she waits, she's needed until tefillah. Now is that really so? So Rabbi Kiva and the Gemara Shabbos has such a source. Ma tam lom ra'adava b'nirata b'nirata tehe ad shetavo pamayim. Now the Beit Yosef cites a long list who said there's no difference between any of the days of Nida and the Shiva Nikiyim. The Taz says, in fact, that there's even more room for stringency in the Shiva Nikiyim. So we have here the Shulchan Aruch staying away and Ramah saying wait for tefillah. But the Ramah in the Darche Moshe does cite a leniency from the Ravya for the end of Shiva Nikiyim even before tefillah. What does Ravya say? Achir mei libun leka hergel avera v'tov l'acholim akadesha tirtza litvol. He says if we're at the end of the Shiva Nikiyim, you should try to re-engage that relationship so that she will tirtza litvol, she will want to go to mikvah. In other words, it's not hergel avera at that point. She's about to go to mikvah. So the way the Ramah quotes it encourages her to want to go to mikvah. And he says the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yudalit. Kol elu harachaga tzarek l'argik bein min ata bein min lein min muna. And he says, yesh omrim de'ein lahachmir bein min libuna. So, though he also says, Yesh Lahachmir. So, he doesn't say it about everything. He says it specifically the archaka of sharing a plate of food. And nonetheless, the Bach and the Shach are stringent, and the Taz cites the Bach and adds, Venerally, oh, Dafilu Yesh Lahachmir Yoter, Bime Libon, Imnatilo Beze Kula Yoter Yesh Kashashi Avoli De Hergel Dover. Because Yimei Libun are somewhat different, so people are more likely to misuse the kula. If you make a kula, they're going to misuse it. And he says the Rashba Torah Rabbi, it cites the same logic in the name of the Ravid. So the Bach and the Shach say this is a Das Yachid of the Rav Yah. The Mechaber argues, so don't accept this Rav Yah. But can we explain what the Rav Yah was thinking? So he, Rav Binyamin, suggested and shared two possibilities. One was a more Mitzias thing. Back then, going to Mikvah in the winter was Mesiras Nefesh. So you really had a Kedesh, a Tirtza Litvah, you had to really get her to want to do it. The other possibility is, it's a Ratzon to bring the physical part of the relationship. You have the closeness already there. So therefore, offhand, we're not as Mikl as the Ramah says, and the Svardim say it's not allowed to even make her a Din. The perspective does exist. It's not just do your Shiva and Akiyim, and I'll meet you at the end of them, come back to me. In the meantime, I'm going to go watch the ball game, and we'll meet up after. But no, you have to work on the relationship as well. Is there a possibility of a heter on Yom HaShvi'i? So the Pirkei Tshuva cites the Nodeb Yehuda. And he says, regarding what was the Nodeb Yehuda discussing? A couple who lives in the middle of nowhere. They're the only Jews around. So can the husband essentially be the balanit, be the mikvah lady? And what if it's not a built mikvah? What if it's a lake or something? You have to help her in. So you're even allowed to help her in, he says. What's his svara? The Isser Histaklis and the Isser Nagia is Shema Yavo. The Isser is that if he looks at those places, Isser Histaklis Makoman Machusim, or the Isser Nagia of touching her, is that he's going to come to have relations with her. Guess what? She's going to mikvah right now. When he is done doing what he's doing, Shema Yavo is mutter. So, and he's not, it's not like he's going to, okay, let's stop going to mikvah, let's go do it be'isser. He's not going to shove a ketera on Avid Isura. So, obviously, he's make only if it's Eif Sher Binyan Acher, but it does come up. You do get the couples going away to some random place in the middle of nowhere, and they, of course, it's going to be mikvah night, and what can they do? So that Shalit does come up. So this Nodeb Yehuda is a very important one to know as well. The Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, he does continue and says, Lo yischok velo yakel rosh ima. What is included in the schok v'kalis rosh? So we already know from Abbas Rabbi Natan, those who learned Pirkei Avot, says, Altar besicha me'isha. What is that talking about? Because Pirkei Avot says, already, it says, Afilu ishto. So the Avin Rabbi Natan explains not to talk devarim betalim with your wife. Now, like all our chakot, we have to decide, is this something that's inherently problematic or a concern as to what it will lead to? So the Torah, and it's also cited by the Shach, limits it. He says, v'dvarim imargilim le'erva. It's only if it's talking about relations. That's the problem. Lo yidaber behem ima. Okay, there are others who want to expand it, but the Machzis HaShekel warns against expanding it. He says, ein iser shum kirvdat. It's not the kirvdat that's usher. Rak kirvdat benegiya dvarim avim l'day korva degilu arayot. And therefore, if you're going to expand this, you might think you're expanding it, but you're actually tigru, lo tosifu pen tigru chas hashalom. So it's not a problem to have the right kind of closeness, it's only a problem to have the wrong kind of closeness. So, therefore, we can now discuss what about the couple playing games together. Poskim actually discussed chess. The Mishnah Halachos was Machmir. He says it's Inyan Shel Shua, V'ana, V'kirovdat. And in addition, Menichim Yedeim, they put their hands on the board, and they're Kimat Hayul Achadim, you become like one, you're so close to each other. It's Shaloyim Aleit, Shaloyim Aleit, Shaloyim Aleit, Shaloyim Aleit, Shaloyim Aleit, you not touch. And then you're going to be so involved in the game, and one person's going to grab the wrong piece, and you're going to grab the piece from them, and you're going to end up touching, grabbing. And he said, and he has a great raya, he says, and when it comes to reading next to a candle in Shabbos for Machmir, don't read next to a candle in Shabbos, you might come to tilt it. And that's for Torah. This is not Torah, this is a chess game. So for chess, you definitely have to be careful. The Ber Moshe, the Devar Tzina Rav, he was more lenient. He cites this Mishnah Halachos and he disagrees. And he has three statements. One, everybody knows Ein Bo Shum Kirovdat Shel Chibo. Two, everybody knows that you face each other in the game. You're not sitting next to each other. And you can't really be Oser because they might end up touching when by grabbing the piece. That's such a far-fetched thing. Rav Berkowitz, we also quoted that he was Mekel, calls the Davka B'Kol Rosh Kigon Leitzonos, it's being a clown. Stamla, Nodimal, Lismachimah, to spend time with her and make her happy. Ein Zebegeder Kalos Rosh. And therefore, Mutar Afil Lismachimah, you can play games. Any game that you're used to playing with them, Misachi Sharagilagwa, certainly the same way you did it before marriage, you continue to do once you're married. So for this, we say, don't be overly Machmir. On the other hand, know yourselves. You have to do your best to create the closeness, be as close as possible to anything that's not outright physical closeness. The Mishnah Halacha, though, did have a kula about giving a gift on a birthday or anniversary. He said, "En litein matana liishto minata." You really can't give gifts to your wife while she's nida. Olam yom tefilah mutar. Of course, you want to give her a gift the day of the mikvah because you want her to go to mikvah, of course, and you want to build up that relationship. V'chein mutar litein matana yom oledet yom nisuin. If your birthday or anniversary falls out while you're nida, you can of course give a gift. I would add in that it might be pikuach nefesh, but okay, you can give in the gift. Kevin she'en notein la matana machmat chiba rak machmat is. You're not giving it, well, you are, on some level, it's because it's that day, meaning you don't love her more that day than the day before, or the day later, but, maybe you love her more than the day before, but you don't love her more than the next day, it's just, that happens to be the day, that happens to be the anniversary, so you give a gift. Berkowitz was also makel for long-distance relationships, and okay, except when, of course, there's a hear-hor issue. What about smelling her perfume? So the Pirkei Tshuva cites the Birkei Yosef, that you can't smell her perfume, and he says, Hu Adin, even if she's not wearing that perfume, even just to smell her bottle, if it's her scent, that you can't sell it. You can't smell it. Rav Yashiv was also Machmer for a bottle, the Mari Cohen was Mekel. Rav Abadi was Mekel, he compared it to the Heter to look at your own wife. What about smelling the Besamim that she's holding out of Dala? So Rav Avadya has a Tshuva where he says, I know some disagree with me, but he is Mekel. So with all these halachos of schok and kol rosh, again, there's a general guideline to be careful, to limit it, but you have to recognize, like the machzit shekel that we read, that chumrah here leads to kula. But relationship, anything in the realm of a relationship that's not physical, is a good thing here, is mevorach. And now we get to Sif Bet, where we discuss touching, passing, throwing. Again, from Avad to Rabbi Natan, it's clear you can't hug and kiss. And the story is told there not even to touch a tiny finger. And here on the top here we have Tosot Shabbos, who has a nusach of the story. Remember, Eliyahu said, well, what did your husband do that he died young? And, you know, what was he like during Nida? And he asked her all these questions. So Tosot Shabbos has another girsa, where he asked the woman that maybe when you guys passed something, handed something to each other, and even in a mutter way, maybe your finger touched his finger. So, that is a very extreme, but that seems to be the ruling of all poskim that you can't touch at all during nida. Shulchan Aruch here in his lashon lo yigaba afilu be'etzba ketana, not even touching her little finger. And he says lo yoshim yado liyado, you can't pass things shema yigaba sara. And the Rama adds in chena yidei zrika miyado liyado lehefech asr, even throwing things. The Chachmar Adam emphasizes lo yigaba afal pi she'ena mechave leanot. Even though you don't intend for hana. So, the question we can ask now is, what about negia al yidei aver acher? As in, can you touch your spouse via an implement, not in a loving way? Meaning, obviously, to give her a massage using some kind of massage thing, that's out of the question. But what about to get her attention? What about for another purpose? So Rabbi Berkowitz had said, Nagia with another object is not the Isser Nagia, it's only Kalas Rosh. So we can create situations that aren't Kalas Rosh. For example, the husband's a doctor and wants to hit her hammer with a knee, hit her on the knee with a hammer to test her reflexes. That's not a way you make friends with your wife. And other examples, if she's sleeping and she's snoring, and you want her to wake up to stop snoring, so you're allowed to poke her. That's also not a loving, not with your hand, but with an object. Also, he compares, if you want to pour water on a baby, so one of you is holding it and the other one, you need to do it together. It takes two, the baby moves too much, it takes two people to do this bath together, you're allowed to do it. So this is a very important yesod from him, that negia al yidei acher, bin makom tzorech, when it's no kalas rosh, there is mutter. These questions can also be discussed about reading a book together. The Emes Yaakov is stringent, and the Krov Sefer Echana Mishtonida, even if only one of you is holding the book, Afilim Raka Isho Chesa Sefer, and she's reading. The Bar Moshe says the issue is either touching or chiba, but therefore he permits looking over the shoulder. She'achad Yeshev, Echad Yamod, V'chai Gavna Shari. The Knei Bos and Rav Brandsdorfer is lenient. And once again, what's his reason? There's no explicit iser. Lo matzinu she'asru chazal l'karv l'ishtanida he'chashen bo chashash negiyah. Kimo likro k'tav she'hi ochezeb yadav, like reading a letter that she's holding. So the real answer is you have to decide in each situation. So maybe the similar question regarding using the same umbrella. The Avnei Yashva says both the book and the umbrella is an issue about lest you touch each other. And the Mari Cohen says the rule is yes, min aroyli trachik kashli ten bedavrza kitzah kol lefi ha'inyan. Each thing you have to decide: is it being done for closeness? Then it's roy not to. If it's being done merely for expedience, and then sometimes maybe there might be room to be lenient. It's hard to draw a general guideline. What about carrying a heavy item together, like carrying the table together or a stroller? So the Tzitz Eliezer was lenient, and the Tarad Abayit permits them carrying a stroller downstairs together. The Minchad Yitzchak was stringent, and the Igros Moshe was Matir B'Shas Hadchak. But the major issue that comes up the most is handing things. Why is it major? Number one, it's difficult to avoid. How can you live with somebody in a house and not hand each other things? That's very often. And number two, it's very public. You do it in front of people, and instead of handing each other like a normal person, you're going to put it down and make the other person pick it up. And so, but this has a real basis. Tosos here tells us this was Rashi's own minuk. Tosos suba samachal of maxer vitri. Rashi ayanizar afilish loli ten maftech miyada liyada. He wouldn't even hand his wife her keys. And kana in raya the shani maziga kosh davar shel chivo. So he's machalek. He says is really talking about giving her a cup of wine. This is the Ri and the Rush. Both suggest that maybe it's about a cup of wine. Remember, we mentioned Eliyahu was choshesh to touching a finger in the Tosos that we saw. So the Mordechai says here, Hamachmir tavol lo bracha. He says, Hainu davko shat kozyain shu davar chiva aval lo mayim. But if specifically wine, but Hamachmir tavol lo bracha. The Sefer HaTruma here says, any davar machal mishta. It includes all food and drink. So, we tend to be machmir no shata. It appears in the Shulchan Aruch. And remember, we mentioned last week that Rav Moshe Feinstein said not to be afraid to be known to be nida. But Rav Mordechai Eliyahu does have a kula about it being in public. Just be careful not to touch. The man forgot and handed something to his wife. She doesn't have to go, but I'm a nida. Ki gava kora bria shadoche lo tasei b'torah. Ela tikva lenu b'mora ruach. Carefully take it from him. Carefully to not touch. And so too, if it's the other way around, she passes her husband something. Lo yomar la, anida, you're nida, you can't pass me that. Eli kablenu, kanal b'morad ruach. Again, because the Rush said it's because of Shema Yiga. The Rashba Torah Bait says the same, but in a tshuva to Rashba, he says the other reason of Levo Gaspa, it's about the special closeness. Remember, that was the sheet that we mentioned last week, that when it comes to a couple, it's rarely expedience. It's usually more the relationship. Even the things that are normally expedience with everybody else, passing things as expedience with your spouse, it has renewed significance. But now we get to the discussion of passing a baby. Pirkei Tshuva cites the Tashbitz as being lenient. What did the Tashbitz say? You're not really holding the baby. The baby's holding itself. So, he says, though, this is only, really, if it's a big kid who does go on his own. Little baby is just like a little log that doesn't do anything on its own. So then we would be more stringent. The Shevet Alevi says we don't hold up the Tashbitz. The Shevet Alevi writes this in so many places. 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 different places he writes this. That the Tashbitz says this, but we don't hold it to that. Why don't we hold like the Tashbitz? Because the Tashbitz itself is Mekel on Zrika. The Tashbitz is Mekel on Zrika, and we hold like the Ramah, who holds like the Maharam, that Zrika is Aser. So yes, the Tashmitz is a shita here, and normally you can rely on him, but he's not holding like our shita about Zrika. Rav Avadya was lenient because he didn't like the comparison to throwing. He says, what's the difference? Zrika, you catch it. Here the baby is coming to you. And he says, even Ashkenazim can be Mako. Though I'll tell you that tough for Ashkenazim Lahachmar on this. We don't play a game of baby pass. That was how Rabbi Yamin put it. But it comes up a lot. There's room for leniency to be a kvater. For example, Rav Eider quotes from Igros Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein, Hecha the kasha lishtame came into Barabin b'makom mitzvah yesh la'akal b'zeh. You have, you know, when it's difficult to get out of it, maybe if you could get out of it, great, but if you can't get out of it, oh, you came in with the simcha, you're not going to be our kvater, blah, blah, blah. So, it's important to know that so you can be lenient, right? We quoted Rav Willig as another heter, the child is a din cholesh ein bo sakana. And, of course, he's got lots of people. Why did he have the shita? Because lots of people dropped babies and when they were doing weird things. So it's not such a wild heter, and you should use it when you need it. When it comes to throwing, not babies, chas v'shalom, but throwing things, the Ramah was stringent, and so were most achronim. The Tashbitz was lenient when it was in a game. Why? What's the issue of passing things to each other? You become connected for that split second while it's in your hand, and in your hand you are connected. So when you're passing the item, you're connected. When you throw it, you're not. As was mentioned by the Shevet Alevi 2 seconds ago, that we said that he didn't like relying on the Tashbitz for that reason. Now the last thing we're going to discuss, as we get to Siv Gimel, is the big question of, can she sing Zmiros with you while she is Nida? The Pirkei Tshuva has it as a Tzarech Iyun. Imutu Lishma Kol Zemer Shelo, and Gemara Shabbos compares it, Makish Isha Nida LeEshet Re'ehu, and you wouldn't be allowed to do it, and Rakti Yichud is Shari with your wife as opposed to Eshet Re'ehu, because Soga B'Shoshanim. Says, therefore, it would seem that it's Aser, but he's not fully convinced. And therefore, he leaves it as tzarechiyun. So he's like, no to lachmir, but he leaves it tzarechiyun. The Shevet Alevi is, of course, machmir. Rav Avadya says the lechem is similar forbids, and the Pirkei Tshuva leans stringent but ends tzarechiyun, and the Aruch HaShulchan forbids. But, Rav Avadya says, it's not in any makor clearly. And therefore, the fianu daiti ein divrei muchrachim klal, and even afu pisha rotza lechush lamachmirim tavolo bracha, if you want to be machmir, you're stringent, Mikol makom ameikal lo hifseed. If you're lenient here, you have on whom to rely. Rav Moshe has a tshuva discussing covering a woman covering her hair while at home alone, with her immediate family only. Does she have to cover her hair? And that the tshuva he's mechalik between covering at home, which he's lenient, and singing, which he's stringent. He says, "V'davar kolbi ishto nida emot l'shmokim zameret." We send a sharbet tzarechiyun. But what do we do when we have a tzarechiyun? When we have tzarechiyun, we tend to be machmir, and therefore lachen me'er roila machmir. Rav Willig in this is mekel like Rav Avadya. So again, machmir tavolo bracha. But if it's hard, it's not aser maker adin. It's important to note that there is room for leniency here. Even if you want to be machmir, if you think it's appropriate to be machmir here, some kallahs find this very hard. And Rabbi Yamin emphasized in the shir that Rav Yashiv Noel's book on this just wrote, "Kol Isha Yesh Osrim Yesh Matirim." So that, I don't know, he said that wasn't so helpful. I don't know, it makes it sound like a coin flip. And he told a scary story of some kala who threatened whether or not they were going to go through the wedding, which way the husband paskined on this. So if it's such an important issue to the couple, you have to know that there is room for the leniency. And Rav Noel's language like that wasn't very helpful. So we teach the guidelines, teach them. Some say it's usher, some say it's not. You could say it's usher if it's inappropriate. That's not the baseline. Within that, you can decide what's appropriate. You will end that the Aleo Lo Yibol said Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had the sensitivity to say, how can she not get insulted by being told not to sing? And therefore, he was matir in such a case. So you have to explain beyond just Yesh Matir and Yesh Osir. So with that, we have covered many of the first three, four Siyufim here. There's more to discuss in it. We will see what we will get to next week, what our topic is next time. Otherwise, everyone should have a good Shabbos and a Purim Sameach. Kol Tov.
Shkolim. Shabbat Shalom.
Take care.